Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we've been blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, in instructions of life toward Chesed, in instructions of kindness toward Rachamim, in instructions of mercies. Yes, we're back after almost 2 months of respite, not so much relaxation, but revamping and retooling and trying to make ourselves a little more job savvy in the outside world because, you know, we got to pay some bills too. Anyway, you're tuned in to what we consider to be the higher inner frequency of blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 619. Meditation equals wellsprings for the human soul. Program presentation number 40, a quite impromptu presentation. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha upon the human family experience with Creator's help. We're planning to broadcast right now at 9:32 a.m. live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA. Unified Soul Actualization. Call numbers 347-838-8669. Our focus will be extracting inspirations from Rev Hillel's elucidations upon the Mitzvah Rebbe Shar Yuchat, the Gate of Unification. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. And you're listening to the Maccabees from their One Day More wonderful CD. That's called Achenu, Our Brother. And we're going to shut off that extra vibe, which we didn't need. You know, we're a little rusty, bless those. Actually, it's not even going to be a half-hour presentation. It's going to be probably about a 20-minute presentation. And I just want to remind you of some very fundamental concepts. And before I even do that, I want to dedicate today's program to the ascension of the soul of my dear father, Reb Shlomo Yaakov, Aliyah Shalom, may rest in peace. Ben Huna David, may peace rest upon him, my grandfather, his father. And as well, a wholehearted cry out to the human family experience. We've got to keep on praying for more peace, more brotherhood, sistered humanhood. Because still, there's just too much violence. Witness here, even in Crown Heights, at the cultural gathering at the Caribbean West Indian Day Parade, two people lost their lives senselessly because a bunch of cowards want to run around with guns and play like they're bandits. Well, two lives were ruined, and hopefully they'll catch the people that shot them. And their lives are also ruined already, even before they get caught and brought to justice. But in the meantime, for the rest of us out here who don't plan on hating, don't plan on using guns, let's pray that those guns should be put away and acts of kindness, brotherly love, sisterly love, human love should be extended to each and every member of the human family experience, 7 billion strong. And don't let anyone tell you there's too many people on the earth. That's just the wisdom of Esau. The Creator said, be fruitful and multiply. And we have to be fruitful and multiply as well in our meditations. And again, as I mentioned, this is quite an impromptu presentation. I figured, when am I going to start rebroadcasting? Well, today's the day. Happens also to be the 4th of Elul, as we're now less than 26 days from the new year, 5,777. Should be a year of blessing and prosperity for the entire human family experience. So getting back to something I just mentioned before, let's talk a little bit about just some fundamental perceptions of the Chabad presentation of Chassidus, of meditation, which is also known as Iyun, analytical study, is Bonenos, you can call it meditation contemplation, or Panimias Bina, Panimiyot Bina, inner understanding, that the idea is to become intellectually intimate with the concept. to seek out the truth of the concept, to seek out the depth of the concept, to seek out the length of the concept, to seek out the width of breadth, the database of the concept. And we also had talked about in previous presentations, going back to early July and late June, the whole idea of the interaction between teacher and student, student and teacher. Teacher, who has ascended to the point of being a mastery of the subject, like someone's like Rav Hillel and his Rebbe, his mentor, the Mittler Rebbe, direct descendant of King David and Solomon, were able to connect to the essence of the concept. While that in itself is a wonderful thing to experience, to connect to the essence of a Torah concept and the essence of any Torah concept, whether it be from the written tradition or the oral Torah tradition, to connect to the godliness, the elokus, the divinity, the getlakait of the matter. But the book doesn't stop there. True teacher then contracts the intellect, or the essence of that intellect that they have accessed, so they can shine out a type of instruction which is digestible to their student, with the sole intent that student should be elevated and want to gain some little level, not just of competency, but even mastery at his or her own level. And I want to emphasize his or her own level. This is something which is equally accessible to the human family experience, whether you be of the male species or the female species of human being. And with that being said, that there is this process by which we tap into what is known as the depth of the wellspring of the concept, the Omak Amayan. Which means we went past we at some level gathered some sort of strong database, and as well we were able to activate ourselves the way of simplifying that database, not just as the pure information, but also to simplify it through allegorical instruction, so we can share it with others who are otherwise oblivious to the concept, and also to make it more firmly embedded within ourselves. And within the accessing the Omak Amayan, the depth of the wellspring of the Muska, the Torah concept that we're studying very intently in a way of even of analysis, Torah analysis, Rav Hillel wants us to know that the beginning of this process connects us to the root from where that concept was hewn out of within his own depth. There is a depth of the concept as we understand the depth of the concept, but there's a depth of the concept way beyond what we know to be its depth, because again, remember, the Torah is something coming from the Creator and has its own pristine consciousness of being truly godliness, which is enclosed within the Osis, the Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language, and also now through the permission which was given way back in the time of Moses to translate the Torah into the 70 root languages of the 70 root nations. And now we don't have basically the means of identifying who is from the 70 root nations, aside from basically two nations. One is Israel, and another one is, actually they even be considered a branch nation, the Babylonians, otherwise known as the Iraqis. This is something the Lubavitcher Rebbe talked about 25 years ago. So, to realize there's a depth of a concept that has own depth in its own context, and from there, from where you tap into the depth of the wellspring. I'm sorry for that banging. There's some construction taking place underneath my apartment. That is to say, from the beginning of the root, from where it was hewn out, from in its own particular depth, the concept unto itself, that from there it disperses out and flows up above. Meaning, when we're talking about a concept flowing above, meaning from a state of previously inaccessible consciousness and cognitive awareness, to now it's floating up to the top where it breaks through drop by drop, yotze tipin tipin, as it comes out revealed from its concealed state and total concealment, meaning to the point we have no idea. Again, the depth of a Torah concept, blessed souls, is so deep We don't even know what it is if we were to look at it until, again, something is extracted from it and rises to the top till it can be accessible to our frail and yet very much blessed human intellect, our nefesh sichlis. And with that process taking place, the revelation of the depth of the concept from its ultimate concealment, just like we see that there are wellsprings of the abyss that are basically inaccessible to human beings to directly access, because we just can't drill safely enough to go down to reach these waters, these wellsprings of Chochmah, but yet still too in the Creator's mercy, just as we see in the allegory, as we're talking now about the Orech, the length of this concept, they're burst through the earth, because the earth is very pervious. There's a sieve-like dimension. As much as the earth is solid, there's a sieve-like construction within the earth that makes it able to receive, allegorically, drops of the waters of the abyss, of the wellsprings of the abyss, as they perforate and puncture through and break through the arteries or the sieve, the level of how the earth is like a sieve. It can be permeated, it can be penetrated, and it reaches certain arteries that are in the earth, and those arteries are called the Omek Rishon, the first level of depth, which means at that point the waters are now going to become readily accessible, ultimately flowing into a revealed type of wellspring, which you can sometimes see bubbling up into a river or a lake. They even exist in the ocean, and the proof of that is that you can go to any, I know in the New York City, the Museum of Natural History, you can see wellsprings bubbling up at certain depths of the ocean they've captured on camera. And all of this is considered to be a spiritual type of wisdom, b'chokhmah haruchniyut. And where we also describe wisdom as coming from a place of nothingness, where it can be found from when the concealed level of wisdom, which is called the Omech HaChachmah, the depth of wisdom. And this is understood as well by way of understanding, how can we understand the depth of the wellspring we've been talking about for these last few minutes? This is something which is accessible to the human design. The Omek HaMayim, the depth of the wellspring, is found in something which is within our own human experience, known as Koach HaMaskil, human or super consciousness, superhuman consciousness. The world of psychology might call it some conscious, but in the Torah we call it super consciousness, because it's a level of consciousness we cannot access on a whole, but we get dribs and drabs, like those droplets by droplets which penetrate from the depth of the wellspring, from the Omek HaMayim, the Mayim HaTahomos, the springs of the abyss, and then eventually puncture through into these arteries which spring up into the revealed wellsprings which feed into our rivers. And same thing too is with our own mind. There are those that we can access which are way beyond us, but drips and drops of it ultimately reach into what is known as our superconsciousness, our Koach HaMaskil, which includes two qualities. The first quality within our superconsciousness is to perceive in a way that we're going beyond and beyond, the way beyond the concept, superior level after superior level, until we're somehow cognitively and spiritually and emotionally prepared to access the concept as is rooted within the essence of the Or Ein Sof, the Atmos Or Ein Sof, the essence of the infinite light of the Creator, which is even higher than the source of all cause and effect relationships. And this is the quality of all superior forms of encompassing levels of consciousness and Or and light and Giloy, of all the Mekifim, Gili Kola Mekifim, and this is called the Rubus HaShemayim. These are called the windows of heaven. So there's a sort of windows of heaven, a window of opportunity within our blessed cognitive experience, blessed souls, if we want to access it. And from there, there are gates of wisdom and what opens them up, what opens up the gates of wisdom within our own soulful experiences here living on this blessed earth is with the Koach HaMaskil, with the power of our human intelligence, our super intelligence. The second quality to be found within Koach HaMaskil, and again, these are two general levels that are being shared with us by the Mittler Rebbe and Rav Hillel Meir Parch, is that what there is within the power of our super conscience is the Koach HaYirid, the ability to take down a concept that it originally started in the Ein Sof, in the infinite Creator's wisdom, and our supercharged superconsciousness can cause a dissension of the concept in concealed level after concealed level until it reaches the physical earth, which means the physical realm of our physical brain. Our brain, since we originally came from the earth, every part of our body is considered to be an aspect of physical earth, because that's where we came from. Yes, you and I were born of flesh and blood parents, but our original parents were hewn from the earth. So the whole idea of the Mayanus Kutahom, the wellsprings of the abyss, shooting up and eventually making it to the physical earth is talking about a type of ascension of revelation of godliness. Just as the Koach HaMaskah superconsciousness can bring down a concept to the physical earth, which is our physical brain, and this is within the potentiality of our superconsciousness, this type of superconsciousness, to perceive into the inner and the truth of the matter of something which was previously concealed from us. Now, blessed souls, since this was an impromptu presentation, we have to make an impromptu ending of today's program. I want to thank you for sharing, for you listening, or for those of you who will be listening to the archive version more likely, because I made very little preparation to share the advance notice of this program being broadcast. I want to sign off today with wishing everyone a wonderful day. And remember, you've got to be good. The reason why you have to be good is because the Teva Tov Lehetiv is the nature of good to do good, and this source is coming from the Creator. So I want to play and segue out our program as we have been with Yosef Kaduna Shir Malos, a cappella Tehillim, a song where the only instrument is his beautiful human voice, singing, chanting out Psalm 121 by King David, written thousands of years ago, a song for ascent. I shall raise my eyes to the mountains, from where my help come. My help is from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter, your guardian will not slumber. Excuse me. Behold, the guardian of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian, the Lord is your shadow, he is by your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Lord will guard you from all evil, he will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from now into eternity. And may all this transpire in a way of Ahavachad, one love, Gurlachad, one destiny, calling upon all of us, Badar Chinom Dachi Shalom, in a peaceful, pleasant way, Laham Shik Pleasant Yisparech, continue with the help of the Most High Creator. Take care, everyone. It's a pleasure to be back.
אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מעם ה' עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומרך, השם צירך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלה, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי מעם ה' עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומריך, השם צירך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. Da 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 השם שומרך, השם פילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור שמחה.